Speaking of Murder. That is the latest Milan Jakovic thriller from Les Roberts. His Private Eye is back. Good morning, Les. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yes. So, let's see. Milan is now going to be working sort of security, I guess, for some big motivational event. Talk about this sort of story this time around.
Yeah. Well, in my book, which was co-written with Dan Kennedy, there is a big speakers convention every year in various different cities. And this particular year, it's going to be in Cleveland. And Milan Jakovic is hired, along with his associate, Kevin O'Banion, for extra security, because all the people that are going to be doing the speaking are big, big celebrities. Of course, the police are going to be there, but Milan is specifically assigned to take care of these seven or eight big celebrities. And, of course, in my books, nobody gets taken care of.
Well, so to speak, right?
Right. So I had such a lot of fun writing this. Dan S. Kennedy, who helped me out with this, this is his business. He's wonderful at marketing and putting speakers together. And very often what happens is that people who pay a lot of money to attend these 2 and 3 day conventions, all they want to hear about is, how can I make money? How can I be a successful human being? How can I find romance? Whatever it is, it's all, what can you do for me? And I find this a little bit amusing. So I had a lot of fun writing this book.
I'm having fun reading some of this. In fact, Milan really doesn't care too much for these people. In the prologue, you write how he said that he has read that book, Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, and the quote out of the book, "I read that book as a teen, thinking the answer was far too simple for such a long book. I offer it without charging you an arm and a leg. If you want to win friends and influence people, stop being a blank hole."
That's right.
That's what you put in there.
I had more fun writing that line than anything else. I read that book when I was a teenager. When I was a teenager, I thought, oh, there's a lot to this. And I realized, if you want to be nice, if you want to win friends and influence people, stop being a jerk.
Exactly. And, of course, somebody doesn't make it out of this this speaker's convention, I guess, is kind of the whole point of the book.
In every one of my books, somebody doesn't make it to the end, sure.
Well, you got on the cover, Speaking of Murder, that gives an indication. Plus, you got the microphone and a handgun.
That's right.
As well.
Now, where did this handgun come from? Because a lot of these people came from out of town. And as we all know, you don't get on a plane with a loaded gun in your pocket. So where did that come from? Who got it? Where? Why? That's the main thing that Milan and Kao are trying to find out.
Les, in real life, have you ever been to one of these, like, celebrity-endorsed motivational speaker-type programs?
Yes, I have. I went to the one that Dan Kennedy was running a couple of years ago. Not big celebrities, but in that field, they're certainly big celebrities. Although they were very nice people, and they were all great speakers, by the way, they were still selling the same thing, which is they want to make money, so they give these talks. And I found it amusing. And I found it troubling in spots. Dan Kennedy gave me a tremendous amount of research. And the nice thing about writing this book with him, and I had done another book a couple of years ago called Win, Place, or Die, which is also his business. He is a harness race owner and driver. And he gives me so much stuff that I can relate to and work into the book. Writing this particular book was really a lot of fun for me.
So is Dan ever going to be able to put on another one of these events ever again?
He does it every year.
Okay. This one, of course, is the Global Motivational Speakers Association.
I made that up.
What? You made something up in your book? I can't believe that. That's a great name for something like this.
Listen, you know, I always say that if you want a definition of what a writer does for a living, you look it up in a book, and it says, makes stuff up.
Did you get a T-shirt for that? I think.
Yeah, absolutely, sure.
Of course, you didn't make up the Renaissance Hotel or Public Square, so you do kind of put Milan in a reality that we sort of all can understand.
Oh, yeah, I love writing about Cleveland because, as everybody knows, I love Cleveland a lot. You know, I moved here 26 years ago by choice from Los Angeles, and I just think it's a great city and fun to write about. And my book last year, which was called The Ashtabula Hat Trick, took place completely in Ashtabula County. So I thought, well, I got to bring it back to Cleveland. So in this book, everything takes place in and around Public Square in downtown Cleveland.
The book is called Speaking of Murder. We're talking this morning to Les Roberts, who has put this together. Is he your favorite character to write for? It seems like your books with him come out almost annually, so there's obviously a lot of story that you keep wanting to put out for him.
Well, I've loved writing for him. You know, this is my 19th book about Milan Jakovic, my 31st book altogether. You know, I enjoy very much writing about him. At the moment, I'm working on something that has nothing to do with him, but also takes place in Cleveland. I think that writing about a private eye, which is great, but there's just so much that a private eye can do. You know, there are rules, there are laws, and I'm enjoying writing something a little bit different. It's still, you know, a murder mystery, because that's what I do. But, you know, I'm finding different stories for different reasons. But I've loved writing Milan for, you know, 19 books. And, you know, the odd thing is, when I wrote the first book, it came out in 1988, I had no idea that I would be here 28 years later still writing about him. So he has basically become my best friend. I mean, I spend time with him every day. I've already written 2 pages this morning.
Wow.
So, and that's the other thing about me. I am an addict. I'm addicted to writing. And I think all successful writers really are. You know, I can't wait to get up in the morning and have my coffee and do it. I try to write every single day, you know, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or Rosh Hashanah or my birthday or whatever it is, I try to write something every single day.
See, that's your mini motivational speech. You got that done in less than 2 minutes to tell people how to become a writer, is simply start writing.
I have a foreword thing to tell people. Shut up and write.
More direct, I guess, is the way to put it there. Speaking of writing, any particular character within the motivational characters that you enjoyed forming and writing in this book?
I think the one that I liked best was Siddhartha McLeod, who is based very, very loosely on the great Shirley MacLaine, because she has become, Shirley has become a great motivational speaker and writer, and of course she writes about kind of weird things, you know, reincarnation and stuff like that. And she's a delightful human being, very, very brilliant woman, and of course a great actress. So I had a lot of fun writing her. And by the way, she is the only one of the speakers that appear in this book who is not corrupt in one way or another. I mean, there's only one murderer, but they are all suspects. And they are suspects because in some way they are very corrupt. And that's another fun thing that I do.
Turn back the layers and kind of look behind the facade that we may see as if they're public figures of sorts. So that's
That's absolutely true. And of course, I worked in Hollywood in television and movies for 24 years, and at that time I knew just about everybody in Hollywood. I worked with many of the celebrities. Some of them I liked very much. Some of them were very good friends, and some I would work with one time and think, "Oh, please don't send them back here again." But it's interesting because we see people on the screen, we see people in our living rooms, every week, and we think one thing about them, and then we get to know them personally, and it's a totally different thing.
Right. Sometimes it's hard to reconcile the two, or other times it seems like, well, sure, that makes sense. That is who they are.
That's absolutely right. And there are several that I wound up not liking very much as human beings. And they're very talented people. I mean, they don't get to be stars for nothing. Right. But they are so different in real life than they are up on the screen. And I've enjoyed doing that. In fact, one of my earlier books about 10, 12 years ago was called A Shoot in Cleveland. And in that book, I had a movie being shot right in Cleveland. Of course, there were actors and producers and everything. And again, these people were idolized by the public. You find out what they're doing when they're not working, and it's pretty shocking.
The book you've got out now is Speaking of Murder, and you will be at a book signing. If we're still on tap for the one on August 6th, I see.
That's right. That's right.
Barnes & Noble in Westlake, you'll be there from 2 to 4 signing the new Milan Jakovic book. Again, the book is called Speaking of Murder, When a Celebrity-Packed Motivational Event Turns Deadly. Milan finds himself caught up in a mess.
Right.
That sounds like a good read for the book. Speaking of murder, our guest today, Les Roberts. Les, thank you again for your time. Always a pleasure talking with you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a good day.